some of my predecessors have told me that elections on Cyprus are can be the cemeteries of good ideas and good opportunities. My hope, my trust, is that the Greek Cypriots, both the people and the leaders contesting the elections, will show the sufficient political maturity so that the electoral fray doesn't end up dragging into it the what should be the overriding goal, which is the reunification of the country.
Mr. Annan's plan calls for Cyprus to be reunited as a confederation of two component states that would largely run their own affairs but be linked through a weak central government. The plan also calls for a reduction in the size of the Turkish Cypriot entity and a limited return of refugees to the north, provisions to which Turkish Cypriot leader Rauf Denktaş has strongly objected. 10 candidates are running for the presidency of the internationally recognized Greek Cypriot South, but only 3 are considered to have any chance of winning. The incumbent, 83-year-old Glafkos Kleridis, says he is running for re-election because it is not wise to change negotiators midway through the talks. He says he will only serve for 16 months until Cyprus formally joins the European Union. He has not campaigned actively, preferring to concentrate on his talks with Mr. Denktaş. Leading the polls is his main challenger, Tassos Papadopoulos, a wealthy right-of-center lawyer and former member of the nationalist Greek Cypriot guerrillas who fought the British in the 1950s. He has the support of the communists, the biggest party on the island, and in some quarters is considered unwilling to negotiate with the Turkish Cypriots, an impression he has sought to dispel. Running third in the polls is Alekos Markides, the attorney general and a former close aide to Mr. Kleridis. Neither of the frontrunners is expected to get a majority in Sunday's election, which means Mr. Kleridis and Mr. Papadopoulos are likely to go into a runoff a week later. Kostas Yanaris, the political editor at the Cyprus Broadcasting Company, says a poll commissioned by his organization shows that 84% of the Greek Cypriot population is in favor of the Annan plan as a basis for negotiations.
No matter what the position of each of the candidates is on specific parts of the plan, the fact remains that they accept it as a basis for negotiation leading to a solution. In my assessment, there is no way that whoever wins will be able to go to walk away from the Annan plan. It's there, it's going to be there after the elections.
Many Turkish Cypriots are putting pressure on Mr. Denktaş to sign on to the Annan plan despite his reservations. If he agrees to reunification under the UN plan, the EU would offer more than $200 million in aid to the north, open up European markets, and encourage the development of tourism in the isolated mini-state. But Mr. Denktaş is resisting the pressure and now says the election of Mr. Papadopoulos, the man who is leading in the polls, would close the door to any solution. That suspicion of Mr. Kleridis' challenger runs deep among Turkish Cypriots, even among those who favor the Annan plan, like Süleyman Ergüçlü, the editor of the newspaper Kibris.
Mr. Papadopoulos is a hardliner. I mean, I'm sure he will try to do everything to prevent such a solution. If there is a change in the South, it may affect the flow of events.
Western diplomats in Nicosia say they fear Mr. Denktaş might use a Papadopoulos victory as an excuse not to continue negotiations. They say the veteran Turkish Cypriot leader still insists on international sovereignty for his mini-state, a non-starter as far as the UN, the EU, and the Greek Cypriots are concerned. As time runs out for a deal, Secretary General Annan is making a last-ditch effort to reach an agreement. He is scheduled to arrive in Cyprus at the end of the month with revisions to his plan aimed at accommodating requests from both sides. The diplomats say the message from Mr. Annan will be, take it or leave it. Roger Wilkerson, VOA News, Brussels.